Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time, and Campfire Talk is always brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, the Texas Wildlife Association, an awesome association I want you to learn more about, Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas, and Striper Express, Bill Carey's Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. And Larry also brought to us by
Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable.
Amen. I agree with those three descriptive terms.
I like that.
Love my Hornady ammo. I really do.
I do too.
You know, bow season is upon us, Larry. What do you say? I know that you bow hunted. You've killed deer with a bow. You have. But it's been back in the 80s when you folks, Larry and I have talked a lot together around the campfire and whatnot about bow hunting. And Larry's been so busy with his, you know, his career with firearms and all and writing about them. You haven't done any bow hunting to speak of, but I do know that you're going to do some crossbow hunting with that bow that's called a steam bow that by Pyramid Air that they wanted you to get out there and get you a deer on your land, you know?
You know, you're exactly right. I've teased bow hunters. I've always been very respectful of them to get right there. Actually, I'm a life member of the Texas Bow Hunters Association.
Yeah.
But among other things, I started out with a Ben Pearson glass bow, 45-pound pull, and then I found a Jennings Model T, which was the first of the compound bows. And then for years there, I hunted a fair amount with Pete Shepley with PSE. And be honest with you, I shot my last deer with a bow in 1984. But prior to that time, I did a fair amount of bow hunting. And at that stage of my career, I was doing so much gun writing that I honestly didn't have time, and I couldn't afford to use a tag. And I hunted early on with a bow, primarily because it gave me an opportunity to get out and start hunting early. And I had a young family that was always hungry, as I was, and so it gave me a chance to get into the deer woods early and take a deer for, you know, I had to wait until November to do so. But you're exactly right. That bow, that Pyramid Air was very kind to let me use that crossbow, and I've actually hunted with it a little bit. Been shooting it a fair amount, and during the bow season there on my property, I can take a doe during the bow season. So I've got a couple of days scheduled where I'm going to do nothing but go down and set up a tent camp on my place and get real serious about trying to take that crossbow and shoot a whitetail doe with it.
Well, I wish you good luck. I bet you're going to get one. And the thing about it, Larry, it's called a steam bow.
Right.
You know? And the limbs are loaded or cocked, if you will, by the power of air. You pressure up this cylinder to 3,000 PSI, and then when you get, it's what I like about it, and I've shot it a little bit too, is safety.
Right.
It's you're walking through the woods. It's not, it won't shoot. It's the limbs are not loaded at all. And then you get settled in, you push this button, and then it cocks the limbs automatically, quietly. And then if you do not shoot an arrow, a bolt, if you don't shoot a bolt through it, you push the button, release the pressure, and the limbs are they lose their power, and they're just there. So you can't – it's the safest crossbow there is.
No question about it. I don't know how fast it shoots, but I do know it shoots pretty darn fast.
Way fast.
I've shot it into – of course, the way we're doing some other stuff here recently, my brother – has a bunch of hay on our hay meadow, and so I set up a target and I sunk that arrow deep into that dead gum hay bale.
I know. It's shooting, I dare say, about 400. Oh, yes. I'd say 450 feet per second. I'm pretty close, you know.
I bet you are, too.
But anyway, yeah, it's bow season. And the bows that you shot back in the early 80s, Larry, and you already know this, but back then, 300 feet per second was pretty much, they had overdraws they would put on bows to try to get more. More speed. But 300 feet per second was unheard of. Now, I actually went on the first pro staff for a big archery company. I won't name it. I'm not on the pro staff there anymore, but for 14 years on a pro staff, and I remember trying to get, well, this is a 70-pound pull, trying to get that 300 feet per second with some of the best bows in the world.
Right.
You know, it was close. You know, it was getting close. They would do it, but you had to have a strong pull. But now, I shoot a bow, Larry, and you've seen it. It's called a gearhead bow.
Yes,
and
that one intrigues me.
It really does. It's got a gearhead has a shoot through riser, where most every other bow that I've ever worked with, you shoot on the right or left side of the riser. Depending of the, you know, that's the vertical limb there.
Whether you're left or right handed.
Yeah,
right.
Whether you're left or right handed, I shoot putting my arrow on the left, you know, left handed. But anyway, this one, you shoot right through the middle of the riser. It's different. It took me a little getting adjusted to, especially when you're putting the arrow in the gearhead bow, you have to poke it right through the middle instead of laying it on either side. But that thing. Not just the gearhead, but most all your major brand bows now, Larry, at 55 pounds will approach 300 feet per second.
Golly.
At 55 pounds. I crank this down. I'm shooting 55 pounds, and I was up until then I was shooting 60 or 62 pounds, but I thought, why? You know, I'm getting older anyway, and I thought these old ligaments and all, I might as well just try to, you know, give them a break, you know. But 55 pounds, my gosh, I sight that thing in. I have it sighted in at 25 yards.
Right.
And with the green pin, you know, which is the most visible.
It is. Pinchcon uses that green speck of tritium light inside their AccuPoint scopes. And over the years, I've learned you're right. That is that you see green much better than you do red or any other color.
Yes, sir, you do. And I have, and that's kind of just a preference thing. But I do like to shoot. I kill most all my whitetail deer hunting that I do with a bow is with one pin, that green pin. And I set it dead on at 25.
Right.
And then at 30, that's five more yards out. I'm not going to shoot a whitetail farther than 30 yards. A lot of people do, but that's just me. I'm not.
Right.
I just don't feel comfortable doing it. So out to 30, I think it's an inch and a half below, it drops an inch and a half. And say if you're 15 yards, well, you might be an inch high. So 25 yards, all I've got to worry about when that buck or doe or whatever, hog or whatever that I'm shooting, hunting, when he comes out, just worry about that one pin, and that really makes it a lot simpler, Larry. You know, it does.
It really does. And what you're talking about, it's kind of like the point blank range on a rifle, to where you're not shooting but so many inches above or so many inches below out to a certain distance. And so basically, if you look at a whitetail deer in terms of heart and lung area, you're talking about a good 10 by 10. So if you can hit within that, you know, 100 inches of square inches, which you can very easily with how you're shooting, that deer is not going to go very far.
Exactly. Very, very true. And it's, you know, the bows that you were accustomed to, Larry, you had to stay on your game to keep the, they didn't stay tuned.
No. When I quit bow hunting, part of the reason was because I no longer had the time to shoot regularly. And back then when I was actually doing serious bow hunting, I'd shoot every day or almost every day. And even then sometimes, you know, the bow would come out and it wouldn't tune properly. And of course, to start with, I was just kind of shooting more from just having shot a bunch, you know, knowing where to hold and when to release and all that other kind of thing.
Yep. Well, it's a great challenge, and I know a lot of our friends listening from the Panhandle down to the Louisiana border, they're getting fired up and ready.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's a great time to get out there. My venison is absolutely gone. I'm out, you know.
Mine is, too. I shot a Simmered Horned Oryx with Greg Simons down on that lower, or you used to call us on the Ituria ranches down there, lower King Ranch area of the Texas coastal area. And between our family and our family being two daughters and my grandkids and my wife and I, we pretty well have eaten that Simmered Horned Oryx totally up except for one package that I'm saving to bring up next time with steaks for you and Jeff and I when we get together for another segment for A Sportsman's Life, by golly. That's the only thing I'm saving at this point.
You know, why don't we let our friends know about A Sportsman's Life, too? It's a weekly video, if you will. It's on YouTube, but it's also on the Pride Outdoor Network, you know, which is available on Roku. And there's one of the Fire, which I just use Roku, and you can pull it up and watch it on the big screen, Larry, you know.
Oh, you can. Or you can watch it
on your phone,
to,
you know. Yeah.
The Pride Outdoor Network website and watch them there. Even though I've looked at it on the phone, I've looked at it on my computer, and then you turned me on to using it on, you know, looking at it on Roku. So
yeah,
you're right. But it is a weekly with Jeff Rice and Luke Clayton. And of course, y'all started this a little over a year ago and graciously have allowed me to become a part of it. And I'm really excited about it. I'll be very open about it. I love working with you guys, and I love what we've been able to do. And we've got a few plans coming up here that we're not going to tell people about right now, but, you know, hunting season's coming up. There's no telling what you're going to see on that show.
I know, and, you know, Jeff and I have talked about this a lot, Larry. Folks, you know Larry Wysoon has been in TV, national TV, and I'm sure many of you know his history, but I've talked to Jeff about this. I said, you know what? Larry's enjoying this because
I love it.
Because he's used to flying to Kyrgyzstan or wherever and having about 4 days to put something on the ground and in that camera, you know, get it filmed. And our deal, we started out, we could have named that little show Real World Outdoors because it's just what happens, you know.
That's exactly right. So that's what I love about it.
I know that's what you enjoy. Well, Larry, we are, and I enjoy it too, and Jeff enjoys it. But we're out of time. I can't believe our campfire talk for this week is time to put the campfire out. And, you know, I want you to have a good, safe week. And I know that you and I are going to be right back here with everybody else this time next week, buddy. You know?
You know, I'll tell you what, Luke, if the listeners are excited about what's going to be on next week like I am, and I don't even know what that's going to be yet, they are really excited.
Folks, if you hunt deer in Texas, you use some kind of a game feeder. For many years, I'm talking about 15 or maybe 18 years, I've used the Ultramatic feeders made by my buddy Carl Harmon. Check them out online, ultramaticfeeders.com. And for day or night hunting, you cannot beat the bargain of the Wraith by Sitemark. You can go online to sitemark.com and check out the Wraith. It's a day scope, and if you want to sit in that stand and try to shoot you a hog at night, it's an awesome digital night scope. The Wraith by Sitemark.